Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably-minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Well, we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount Sonoma defeats Searcy tonight 66-58 in this boys' game to complete the season sweep. Both teams completed the season sweep over the Lions for the season. Let's go ahead and take a look at the final stats for tonight's game brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mount Sonoma ended up with two players in double figures. Matt Jones led the way with 20 points, 19 on the night for Wyatt Gilbert, 8 for Talon Benton, 7 each for Luke Cruz and Colton Peters, 3 for Hunter Bashirs, and 2 for Dawson Tabor. Three players in double figures for Searcy. Tristan Alcorn led the way with 16 points, 14 for Freddie Hicks, 10 for Peyton Caldwell before he fouled out, 7 for Griffin Love, 6 on the night for Peyton Wright, all from the charity stripe, and 5 for Landon Hambrick. Well, Mount Sonoma ended up with 7 turnovers tonight, and so did Searcy. This game had 6 lead changes and 1 tie. All those were in the first half. Mount Sonoma just kind of pulled away there in the second half. Searcy did come back, did try to make a few runs, but they were never able to tie it up or get the lead in the second half as Mount Sonoma held them off for the 8-point victory. So again, Mount Sonoma gets the 8-point win, and with the victory, they are now 9-16 on the season, 4-9 in the 5A East. Searcy is going to drop to 9-17 and 2-11. So again, Mount Sonoma defeats Searcy 66-58, and the Lady Bombers top Searcy 61-23 in the girls' game as both teams complete the season sweep. And again, the girls secure a berth in the Class 5A state tournament next week at Lake Hamilton High School in Piercy. So that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. Now, we still have one more regular season broadcast left to come. That's this coming Friday night. It will be senior night for Mountain Home as they will be welcoming West Memphis to the hangar. We'd love to see you out there, especially for the last home game of the regular, for the last game of the regular season. But if you can't make it out there, we'll have the broadcast for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7. So again, Mountain Home sweeps Searcy, and that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank my producer, Joseph Shipman, back at the studio. And I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Searcy.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home. This broadcast has been brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. As Matt Sharp said, our next broadcast for the regular season is upcoming Friday night. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 o'clock with the girls starting, where we will return home to face West Memphis. For otherwise, though, it should be advised to our listeners that there's a winter weather advisory for southern Missouri from noon to 6 a.m. tomorrow, and there's also a winter weather advisory in effect till midnight for northern Arkansas, including Baxter, Marion, Boone, Newton, Searcy, Stone, Izard, and Fulton counties. So if you happen to be traveling home from Searcy, just be sure to be careful out there and stay tuned right here to Classic Hits 101.7, your voice of the Bombers.